better idea of where investigators are focusing their efforts as they search for answers in what caused a Southside explosion that killed two people. Sunrise reporter Chris Kirshner is live on the Southside this morning, where that investigation is headed today. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning to you, Julia. I'm actually at Smock Golf Course. Why am I here? Because the clubhouse here is now the new command center for that investigation. This is where what's called a new Joint Information and Operations Center is now located to help residents and those trying to help them. Police officers are stationed here all night long. This as the investigation is slowly, very slowly, narrowing its focus. The NTSB, which spent a day at the explosion site, determined it was not caused by the main gas line. So now the focus, according to state and local investigators, is on the homes itself at the center of the investigation and the appliances inside those homes. Citizens Energy Group maintains they found nothing out of the ordinary with regards to usage of gas at homes under investigation, but the belief is that natural gas was involved. Only 4 days in, this case is still very new, and the city's new public safety director cautions there is still much work to be done.
They're going to continue to question anyone that was nearby. They're going to have a lot of questions. They're going to be looking at scientific data. They're going to wait for analysis. All of that plays a part in the investigation.
Yeah, and it could be weeks or even months before they have the answers that homeowners are looking for. Meantime, there are still more than two dozen homes that have been determined unlivable. And back out here live again, the clubhouse here at Smock Golf Course converted into the command center where police officers are here all night long. And this is where homeowners can actually come if they need some kind of counseling relief. It's also where contractors and insurance agents who want to visit that site, they have to come here and get credentialed, keeping a very close, tight security around that investigation site.